Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Battalion Chief Ed Laidlaw from the Humboldt Bay Fire Department and coordinator for the Humboldt Del Norte Hazmat Response Team with today's community comment. With winter upon us, I would like to share safety information on carbon monoxide, the silent killer. Carbon monoxide is colorless, odorless, tasteless gas caused by incomplete combustion of fuels such as natural gas, propane, kerosene, gasoline, diesel, charcoal, and wood. Normally, carbon monoxide is not an issue to our health, but during the winter months, many of us use fuel-burning appliances much more. Mainly, appliances intended for outdoor use only are used indoors for cooking, heating, and light. Use of these appliances indoors can cause high levels of carbon monoxide buildup in a very short time. Use of generators can cause excessive carbon monoxide buildup if not used in a well-ventilated location. It's not recommended that you use generators in garages. Faulty stoves, furnaces, and hot water heaters can also cause carbon monoxide buildup. Warming up your vehicle in the garage is also a common cause of carbon monoxide buildup. Low levels of carbon monoxide poisoning include flu-like symptoms on mild exertion. Higher levels include dizziness, mental confusion, severe headaches, nausea, and fainting. Ultimately, carbon monoxide poisoning can cause brain damage and death. Carbon monoxide alarms are now required in all homes and apartments. Carbon monoxide alarms are a simple and inexpensive method of detecting the presence of carbon monoxide in your home. Carbon monoxide alarms can plug into outlets or be battery operated. As with smoke alarms, batteries should be changed every 6 months and tested to ensure proper operation. If you suspect a buildup of carbon monoxide, open doors and windows to ventilate your home, call 911, and go outside to fresh air. Contact your utility provider for evaluation of your appliances and an appliance repair professional. If you have any additional questions, contact me at Humboldt Bay Fire Department. On another note, let's all do our part to protect the environment by properly disposing of hazardous waste. Instead of throwing paints, pesticides, and other hazardous waste items into the trash, contact Humboldt Waste Management to schedule an appointment for proper disposal. Brent and Tiffany and their crew will be more than happy to assist you with collection and disposal. This has been Ed Laidlaw with today's Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.